Bless, O God, diligence to seek thee, patience to wait for thee, eyes to behold thee, a heart to meditate upon thee, and a life to proclaim thee, through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What if God wants us fully? That is a scary thought, isn't it? It certainly is a vulnerable one. How many of us have made bargains with God, like our friend in the skit today? I know I have. Has anyone been angry with God because your bargain wasn't fulfilled the way that you thought it should be? I would say that that is a normal, very human response. Now, some of you might remember the character Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof. Anyone see that? It's a classic if you haven't seen it. He was always talking to God, right? Always grumbling when things didn't go the way he thought they should go. He would lament to God and say things like, "It may sound like I'm complaining, but I'm not. After all, with your help, I'm starving to death. Oh, dear Lord, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would be so terrible if I had a small fortune?" Or, I know, we are your chosen people, but once in a while, can't you choose someone else? Poor Tevye. Poor us. We don't get what we want from God because we can't manipulate God like we can other people. We can't pay God to give us what we want like we can other people. We can't dictate to God what God should give us because we've gone to church or gave to the poor or were nice to the crazy lady on the corner. We cannot bargain with God. We can try, but in the end, we find ourselves trying to tame an untamable lion. There are no magic words or deeds that will conjure a God that delivers all our wishes. So what do we have then? We have prayer, as Jesus teaches us throughout the Gospels. We have the recognition that we come to God in our own desperate self-need, acknowledging God's holiness, devoting ourselves to the work of God's kingdom, and God responds with love. Where we bring our need to God's love in faith, that is prayer. As a priest, I'm often asked if a person is praying right. There are expectations that we have around prayer that a person is supposed to see or hear or feel results while they are praying. Or if the desired outcome doesn't happen, then a person thinks that they didn't do it right. We are very worried about doing things right, aren't we? But we are not the only ones who've asked this. Clearly, the disciples wondered the same thing since they asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray," just as John taught his disciples. And Jesus gives them a formula that we now call the Lord's Prayer. And by the first century, there were set prayers that were said by a devout Jewish person, so John the Baptist was following this tradition, as did Jesus. Jesus uses the term Abba, meaning Father, to show the intimacy of what prayer should be, a conversation between you and God, the conversation amongst family, intimate and trusting. So praying right is having a relationship with God in ways that come naturally to you. There is no wrong way to pray when thinking about it in that context. The Lord's Prayer really teaches us about the nature of God, the one to whom we pray. And the parable of the friend at midnight teaches us about another aspect of prayer, persistence. For those of you that have been around children, you have learned about persistence, haven't you? Children are extremely persistent when they want something. They interrupt, they beg, they ask politely, they cry, they have meltdowns, but the bottom line is that they are persistent until they get their needs met. Not their desires, but their needs. So, has anyone watched the show Super Nanny? Oh, the parent section over here. You have? Yeah, good. Or Family SOS, I think Joe Frost is on that now. So, those of you that have not watched Super Nanny, you've probably seen families or children like this. They have children that are just melting down, screaming, hitting, won't go to bed, you know, hurting each other, hurting themselves, just being little brats, basically. And this British woman comes in and she's Super Nanny, and she teaches the family how to have order and how to do frameworks and parameters so that children feel safe and that parents get to a break and everybody is much happier. So you've seen what happens when parents give in to children all the time, because that is the result of why Super Nanny has to come in. When the parents don't have boundaries and they don't address the true needs of the child and they're just giving in all the time. There's a book related to this called Children the Challenge by Rudolf Dreikers, and it talks about children and their misbehavior. Dreikers says, a misbehaving child is a discouraged child. It's kind of an interesting take. A misbehaving child is a discouraged child. Dreikers believes that there are four mistaken goals that children create in order to feel like they belong and are worth something. Undue attention, I belong only when I'm being noticed or served, escalates into a power struggle, I belong only when I'm the boss or I'm in control of my parents, which escalates to revenge, I belong only by hurting others as I feel hurt, like by getting even, and finally, inadequacy. I belong only by convincing others not to expect anything of me. I am helpless and there's no use trying. Now, without getting too much into child psychology, think about how we communicate with God in our own context. We are to be like children coming to God. We are to be persistent, according to Jesus, knowing that we rely on God for everything, for every aspect of our life. What we know that the children in those Super Nanny show don't understand about their parents is that we can confidently and boldly go to God in order to get our needs met. We can have a relationship with God where we bring all that is on our heart and our deepest desires and know that God is present to us. Jesus' assurances that follow the Lord's Prayer in today's gospel assumes that those who ask, seek, and knock are asking from their need and for God's will, seeking the kingdom of God, not necessarily their own desires. However, when we treat God like a human parent, when we place human parameters onto God, we end up feeling and acting like those discouraged children that we see on TV. God isn't giving me what I want, so I'll show him. I'm not going to believe in him at all. He hasn't done anything for me. Or I didn't get what I want, so why bother praying? The attitude of being childlike in our need for God is right, but our expectation of God's response doesn't honor God or seek God's will. We may be anxious about the necessities of life, but Jesus calls us to a higher pursuit. He says, "Seek God's kingdom, and these things shall be yours as well, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." God wants what our friend in the skit earlier was afraid of. God wants our whole selves. Our praying should be consistent with our seeking the will of God, our seeking the kingdom of God here on earth. Then when we pray as Jesus taught us, the assurance that God answers is hardly needed. We know that we're going to get our needs met. We know we matter. We know we are heard. We know we belong. And most of all, we know we are loved. And our prayers are truly answered. Amen.